أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. صدق الله العظيم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى in this verse, this verse of the Quran to the human beings, Allah Ta'ala is bringing and drawing the attention towards a point that when all the souls, the promise was taken, so these are the verses that we have gone through, so after taking the promise from the souls and sending you to the earth, and when it was time to send you to the earth, to the world, then for that place where you were to be sent, Allah Ta'ala made a lot of preparations for you people. For you people who were to be sent. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض. So, for you, that place where you were to be transferred to, that place that was selected was the earth, the world. So Allah stated that there on the earth, I never left anything behind, no stone unturned. The earth and the heavens and the skies, I left nothing that remained behind for you to be, that you would utilize. Because I am the Khaliq, the Creator, I created you. So I made everything, I manufactured everything, all resources that you would require. Because you are Ashraf al-Makhluqat, the superior form of creation. All the other creations, all the other creatures, they are all for you. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ For you it was manufactured. For you everything else was made, a human being. In other words, the heavens, the sky, and on the earth, and in the world, the objective of manufacturing all of this and all of the creatures and creation in the world, all of this was to fulfill your needs, O mankind. You may not understand, but I created, you may not even see or comprehend that how are the things fulfilling my requirements, but nothing is without any reason. Everything in the world is created for your benefit, and you're taking that benefit, Allah says. In the oceans, the winds and the rivers, the mountains, the fountains, the stars in the sky, the sun, the glowing of the sun and the stars. Everything I've created in the universe, every single thing is for you, O mankind, O human. Such a great status Allah has given to this makhluk, and such a duty Allah has given to the rest of creation. And their objective and duty task is just one, that you, O creatures and creation. So Allah says, this place where I'm sending you, that I've prepared for you, you need to be careful about the promise you made to me, the covenant. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this world, الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says that this world that I made, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ, Allah says that this world that I sent you to, this world, it is for a test. So in this test you must pass, Allah says. You must pass. All of the responsibilities are mine. Rizq I'll give to you, wealth I'll give to you, food I'll give to you, sustenance. I'm responsible for you, all of your needs. And I will see the angels around you to protect you. All preparations I will make for you in the world. But one thing you must do is that when you come back to me from the dunya, that when you return to me, remember this, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, you'll come back to me. So when you come back to me, When you return to me, then you should be successful. Don't be a failure. Don't be a failure. You must pass the exam. And that covenant, that promise you made, the pledge, you must fulfill it. So we are at the moment going through the test, my friends. Everything else, Allah says, leave it to me. Leave it to me, I will sort everything out for you, Allah says. Don't worry. All of the needs, and shaitan, though, has taken us to the opposite. He's made us worried and run after the worries. But Allah Ta'ala has promised, I'll give you everything you need in the world. Rizq that's in your destiny, that will arrive to you for sure. Your rizq. If you go to any part of the world, and in your rizq, your wealth, for example, if your destiny is in the town or village of India, Hindustan, yes, if there's a seed that grows in wheat that grows in India and your name is on it, it's my job, my responsibility that somehow to Bolton in the UK, in the city, that food will arrive to you that grew in the other part of the world, that subhanallah, Allah is Rabb, the Lord. His preparation and the cycles He's made, who can spoil all of that nizam? For example, if something comes by post from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, a letter comes flying across the world and the doorbell rings, hey, there's a letter for you from this place, and you're not surprised. So if Allah Ta'ala has created all of this, that seed, that grain that was grown in a village in Hindustan and Allah sent you for a purpose to the UK, then that seed that grew there, will Allah not put that into your mouth? Of course it will come into your mouth. That before you can say anything, that grain, that peace will come into your mouth. Look at how Allah's opened the doors. Import, export, direct from India people do business. Yeah, mangoes grow there and we eat here. Trees grow there, planted there, we're eating here. This is Allah's nizam, Allah's preparation cycle. Go to the stores in Pakistan. All of the things from outside, India, China, things are imported. The person's here. In this country. So why don't we have yaqeen if Allah Ta'ala says, I'll prepare everything for you, take care of everything. وَالَذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says, everything you need in the world which is in your destiny, it will arrive to you for sure. Believe in this, Allah says. So if we believe this, but we don't believe this, but we'll do wasteful talk, nonsense activities, and we'll go away from our task and duties. We don't have yaqeen in this, so we run away from our duty, and we don't fulfill our obligations. What's our obligation? الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. الله أكبر. Allah says that this test you must pass. So we are in a test. We are going through a test, after which there'll be an exam. So brothers, test. It's necessary to prepare. It's necessary to prepare. Allah sent her to this world. Allah says it's a testing ground. You need to return to me with khair, goodness, good deeds, khair. Not shar. So if Allah Ta'ala has created khair and the sources of khair, and Allah says you're in the test to earn khair, there are barriers and hurdles. Allah says you must break down the hurdles and the barriers and get khair. So in the world, Allah Ta'ala has created everything, attractions, opposites, test. Allah has created two things so that our test can start. And what is that? Khair and shar. Good and evil. Good and evil. Good and bad. So for us, our task obligation is that we need to not run towards shar. We need to embrace khair. Khair. And the person who succeeds in this test, in this world, in this dunya, in this testing ground, then he is successful. And he will return to Allah and he will get an abode in Jannah, in paradise. So, Allah Ta'ala says that I've made the whole world universe for you, human beings. All the resources, Allah says, all the responsibilities I've taken, you have just one task, that here in the world, you must live and succeed in this testing ground, khair and shar that I've given to you in this world, good and bad, you must differentiate, take the khair and shun, disregard and discard the shar, the evil, the bad, the sin. That's it. That's your task. So this is the test for us. Now Allah Ta'ala has decorated the world around us. Decorated the world. Allah has decorated the world in front of us. Ourselves we need to see, then we have to decide for ourselves what's khair and shar. We have to differentiate. Allah won't automatically do it for us. How do we know what is khair and what is shar? What is wrong? What is good? What is bad? What is preferable? We don't know. How do I learn? How? Everything in the world Allah has put an attraction. Does that mean it's good? How do I know that alcohol is bad or good? How do I know that flesh of swine is bad or good? How do I know if zina, adultery, is good or bad? How do I know? Or singing, music, how do I know immodesty is bad? How do I know? How can I differentiate? How do I decide? How can I differentiate between the two? I have no knowledge. Everything Allah has put in the world. Allah has created everything, isn't it? So on top of that, Allah Ta'ala has given a motivation for shar. Evil. Allah has given another thing that Allah Ta'ala has created, nafs and shaitan. The two forces that take us, drag us with full speed, they will pull you towards shar, da'wah, invitation, which is a test. Am hasibtum, Allah says, yadkhulul jannah. You think you will go into jannah easy? You hear about paradise, you think it's easy to attain jannah? Hoors in jannah, maidens in jannah, Allah has praised them, defined them, those mansions in paradise, and the mansions made of pearls and jewels and a smelling of umber, beautiful fragrance, such mansions, mansions, palaces, a tree, and rivers flowing and fountains that you cannot imagine. 70,000 servants will be in front of you, assisting you. And here, so do you think here you will get this automatically without nothing? Allah says, save yourself from shar. And to motivate you to go towards shar, Allah has put the dunya in front of you. Attractions, luxuries, taste, and desperation for shar. Allah has put this in the world. Spread it out. This is the test. This is the test. Allah has given full 100% attraction to mankind. Full attraction in the dunya. All things around us to take us, women and alcohol and all things that will take you to shut. Everything's in front of you. Clear, take it. Then shaitan is running after us that motivate mankind. Take them towards shar, evil, if you can. And we don't even have this understanding. We don't even know that this is wrong or good, bad or evil, bad or good. How do we save ourselves then? What do we say? Subhanallah. But we need to pass the test. And we have to take khair from the world. Look at everything that's stacked up against us. The shaitan and nafs give down. No, 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 this is okay. Drink alcohol. How do we know the alcohol is bad? Drink it. Oh, take a debt. Oh, look at that beautiful woman. Run after this person and that person. How do we know what's wrong? Hukam, order is don't run after shar. So how do we know what is khair, what is bad? I'll give you an example. Example. That there's a food mat, dastarkhwan, laid out. And on that dastarkhwan, there are many dishes, different foods, different delicacies, different items, menu, we're eating. In there are people who are diabetics, there are blood pressure patients, kidney patients, diabetes patients, other illnesses, all sorts of illnesses, patients, they're all sitting on the dastarkhwan. There's food there, mangoes, biscuits, and tea, and halwa, pilau, tasty biryani, yogurt, dahi palle, and roast chicken, and salty foods, and tasty foods, and spicy foods, and all the patients, the sick people are sitting. How do they know what is good for us, what is bad for us? How do they differentiate? How do they know? The diabetes patient, he says, he doesn't know that I have this sugary thing that will give me pain. He doesn't have knowledge. He doesn't know. But the attraction of the food, eat me, the food says. Everywhere put his hand out, he likes it. Blood pressure patient will eat everything. He doesn't know if I have salty food, I'll get blood pressure. The dastarkhwan is laid out. Everyone sat there and there are patients there, sick people. Yes, will they eat or not? Tell me. When the sugar patient, diabetes patient, will he save himself? Can he save himself from all the delicacies and luxuries? Obviously, if he takes the food and the salty food, or will he save himself from blood pressure? Never. The diabetes patient, will he save himself? So he doesn't know what is right or wrong. He cannot differentiate. Is this right, wrong? How much sugar? How many calories? What's the ingredients? He doesn't know. But the dastarkhan is laid out and it looks attractive. Same way in the world, the dastarkhan of the world is laid out, decorated. How do we know this is sin, bad, good? We'll eat, we'll run, we'll plunge into things. Temptation, nafs, shaitan, attract us. Come here, do this, no problem, come here. How do we differentiate? So the diabetes patient, blood pressure patient, can only save himself at that time when he has the knowledge, the data, that this food, this dish, don't eat it, it'll give you loss. There's this much sugar in it. Okay, I'll leave that. There's this much sugar in it. Blood pressure patient, you'll be told, don't eat this. This much salt is in this food. Obviously, your blood pressure will shoot up. He'll leave it, he'll take his hands back. Doesn't matter how tasty it looks to him, he's got the data. Kidney patient, realize, don't eat this dish, that there's more potassium in this. There are more certain chemicals in this, so he won't eat that food. Because if he's got the data, he'll pull his hand back suddenly. Although he's about to eat it, information's come to him, data's come to him.
So it doesn't matter how much attraction. Eat, eat. No, no, there's no problem. He said, no, 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 no. Got to save myself. I can't eat this, yaar. My patient doctor's told me that I've got problems. I can't eat this food. It'll give me hazard, danger, danger to life. No, very dangerous for me. Very difficult for me. He won't eat it. He'll leave it. Pull his hand back. Although he's attracted, desperate. But he knows that this is a loss for me. He's got the information, the data. So he will save himself from disease and sickness and death. So this is the world, the dastarkhan, all bad is spread out. Shar is spread out. Allah has ordered you come back to me with khair. Otherwise you will be dragged into hellfire. And all the attractions that shaitan nafs have been released in the world to pull us towards shar. They've taken us towards evil, sin. So here, if we don't have information, data, what is shar, what is khair, how can we save my brothers? Tell me, can we be saved? This is the point we need to understand. Allahu Akbar. Understand the point. This is the point we need to realize today. This is what the Quran is telling us. The data, the information, the differentiation, information. Allah says, I've given you the information so you can dissect shar and khair. What will save you? What resource and teaching will save you? Where will you get the information from? This is good, this is bad. This is right, this is wrong. Sayyidul Awaleen wal Akhireen, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Rahmatan lil Alameen, Muhammad Mujtaba, Hazur Par Noor, he is the one who journeyed and traveled in Shab-e Miraj, the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tariqah will save us. Say Subhanallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa man yuti Allah wa Rasulah faqad faza fawzan azeema, Allah says in the Quran. Do we not understand this? Allah says, if you want to know, if you want to save yourself from shar, evil, bad, it's not in your knowledge. Where will you acquire the knowledge? This is bad, this is not good. Where from? Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable lifestyle, his sunnah sharifa. He tells us, don't go here, don't eat this, don't do this, this will give you loss. And that man who doesn't follow the Sharia and Sunnah of Rasulullah, he will devour that food of the dunya, just like the diabetic patient eats, blood pressure patient eats. He doesn't have the tariqah, he doesn't know, he doesn't have the information. They're the same, those people who shun Rasulullah's tariqah, his Sharia and Sunnah, they don't accept it, they don't embrace it, they don't want it. They are spiritual sick people. Spiritual patients, they are gathering shar in their hearts, their nafs. And nafs and shaitan are telling them, do it, do it. And Allah has told us the solution, the tariqah, the method. If you adopt this method, He is the one. That's the promise Allah took from us. Allah is repeating that promise in this verse. Allah says that if you, I've sent you to this world to gather khair, to earn khair. Allah says, who's given you the information of shar and khair? The Holy Prophet, the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah sharifa will give that information to you. If you leave sunnah sharia, then inside you, the manners towards khair and shar will end. You will have no knowledge. You will drown in the shar then. You will drown in the shar. Shar, evil, you will think it's khair, good, and you will think good is shar. Halal will you consider haram, and haram you will consider as halal. Whatever you do will be mixed, contaminated mixture. Your life will become a waste. ثُمَّ لَيْتُرْجَعُونَ Allah says, when you'll come back to me, apart from hell, there will be no other path available to you. No other path available to you. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ Subhanallah. That this earth, the heavens, the skies, seven skies and the earth, the seven layers, everything are created for you, attraction for you in the world. But one, and Allah says, I sent to you to this testing ground, the order is come back to me with khair, with goodness. And khair and shar, to differentiate, where will you learn that from? Only one source, one teaching, one source. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tariqah mubarak, his honorable lifestyle, his sunnahs will tell you, teach you. Don't stand and drink water. Lost for you. Don't stand and drink water. Shaitan says to you, stand and drink water. He tells you, leave the sunnah. Don't do this action, he says. Immodesty, don't leave the home immodest. And dressed inappropriately. Cover your faces and leave the home. Who tells you this? Which sunnah? Sunnah tells us it's protection. Khair is in this for us. If you leave this, shar will come. Evil will come. Yes, just like on the dastarkhan food, man. Look, there's a lot of sugar in this. Don't eat this. And the diabetic patient will immediately withdraw. So what we should do, O Muslimin, is that when we have the sunnah, when it arrives to us, the knowledge, when we have the sharia knowledge that arrives to us, that this thing for you is not good, don't utilize it. Don't utilize it. This way of doing business is wrong. This way of life of yours is wrong. Don't do it. Then the mu'min, alhamdulillah, is so fortunate and blessed that every single part of life we acquire from the honorable method and lifestyle of Rasulullah, his tariqah mubarak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has clearly told us, وَمَا أَتَاكُمْ رَسُولُ. Allah says that whatever your Rasul gives to you, take it. Whatever he tells you to refrain from, leave it. Don't need to be afraid that shaitan, nafs, it cannot affect you. It cannot divert you. If you have done something according to my guidance, that whatever Allah and His Rasul tell you, do this, this is good for you. Wake up in the morning. Doesn't matter if you feel sleepy. Sleep is Jahannam for you at that time. Wake up, Rasul said, there are great, great pleasures for you this time. Open meadows for you. Whatever Rasulullah tells you, He came to you to guide you. This is called Sharia and Sunnah. His guidance, His life. He wants you to gather, accumulate khair, goodness, arrive back to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of paradise for you until you go. All of the rewards of Jannah, alhamdulillah, they are waiting for you if you got khair, if you accumulate the khair. Look at the verse of the Quran. And we've got to this point, and here the ruku ends, and Allah gives us the total, and it's nowhere as Allah hidden the message. Same message from the beginning. Same message. Because insan, Allah doesn't want the human being to deviate. That's why the Quran came. Because nafs and shaitan will attack us. So Quran, read it again. It reminds you, beware, how dare you, that a person reads the Quran. Subhanallah, the kalam of Allah, from morning he's ready. Subhanallah. Allah has reminded us again. One verse here. All the verses we've read up to now. Every verse of the Quran, alhamdulillah, this ajiz, humble servant will prove, takes you to the Sharia and the Sunnah. Every verse of the Quran proves the Sharia and the Sunnah. This is the Quran style. Every verse praises the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until now, all the Quran we have read, tell me every verse we see, it delivers this message. I tell you clearly, inshallah, the rest of the Quran I can extract for you as well. Every verse will take you, every event, every example of the Quran Allah has given, there's not one that doesn't take you to the same message. One message, soul. وَمَنْ يُطِي رَسُولْ فَقَدْ أَتَى اللَّهِ. That if you obey my Rasul, Allah says, then totally you have obeyed me. First condition is obey my Rasul. Then you obey me. وَمَيْتُ رَسُولَ What for Rasul فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That if you obey my Nabi and you obey his words and you imitate him, he's told you about khair, then my every word is khair and my every action is khair. I came to deliver khair. I'm rahmatul lil alameen. I came to distribute khair. I'm rahmat to the universe. My reaction, every word, every ideology, my ideology, my lifestyle is beneficial for you. Nothing can give you loss. And the thing that you do against my tariqah, it will take, that will be shar, it will take you to Jahannam. Hell. The whole Quran gives his message time and time again. Look at the verses we read. Every verse gives his message with which style, different ways, different techniques Allah's telling us and explaining to us. Different verses, but the same message comes. Different verses, open your eyes. That's why the Quran said in the beginning, right in the beginning the Quran said to us. In the beginning, Hudallil Muttaqeen, Dalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi, Hudallil Muttaqeen. This verse, this Quran, every line, this Kitab Allah says, this Kitab will make you the Mahbub of Allah. It will give you taqwa, God consciousness. Why? Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the tariqah of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am your Rabb, I am your Creator, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul. And I've sent him to you for one reason. That I made this universe for you, the world for you. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Allah says, the heavens, the skies, the earth, its crust, its layers, I've made for you, and I've made you to do my hamd, to live in the testing ground. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. I've made you for this reason. Go, life before death, live in the world. Subhanallah. And here I will take a test and exam. You have to return to me with khair, and you drown in shar and come back to me. And that you have decorated the world around you for you. And how I've given you information, how can you be saved from the evil, from the wrong, from the sin? Subhanallah. How do you be saved? How? وَمَا أَتَاكُمْ رَسُولُ. Allah says that whatever my Rasul says to you, leave, immediately leave. Whatever my Rasul says, okay, yes, live like this. Do this And in comparison to that, remember this, shar, nafs, desires, shaitan, these are worldly people worshipping the world. No, it's too hard. Oh, foolish people, stupid people. Sharia is hard for you, stupid person. Sharia is hard for you. Easy to do zina, easy to drink alcohol, and to dance naked. Our daughters, they dance naked, it's easy for them. And you prepare them with your hands, your children, you bring them up like that, and you think this is easy? Why? Why? So those people, Allah is addressing you directly. Allah says that you believe in this Quran. We're reading the Quran or we're reading something else? Tell me. The saints, alhamdulillah, we started the Quran. From any verse, tell me, can you say that any verse, does it not give this message? That people, the Prophet of Allah, obey him, follow him, follow his sunnah. Success, this is the only one way. Don't leave it. Don't leave it. Is this the message of the Quran or tell me? So alhamdulillah, you'll see this is the path and the way and the message. So why don't we come on this path? Because Allah Ta'ala is telling us this. Because Allah wants to help us, save us from Jannah. What a massive help. That to help us, take us to shar, shaitan nafs, and to collect khair, are Allah and His Rasul to help us. We have left Allah and His Rasul and left gathering khair, and we've run after shaitan and nafs and said, let's go towards the shar. So you decide for yourselves and your lives that our friendship, is it with shaitan and nafs, or is our friendship with Allah and His Rasul? I ask the question. Think. If shar, if Allah Ta'ala created shar, and if Allah doesn't want us to be overwhelmed with shar, if Allah has created shar and attached nafs and shaitan, then go and work hard and take people towards shar if you can. And khair, goodness, Allah says, it's me and my Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will bring you towards khair and teach you. So shaitan and nafs, whoever listens to them and obeys them and accepts his invitation, those deeds that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave. The Quran says that don't take those things that your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told you to leave. Refrain from, don't be angry, don't have malice and haram and nuful. If this happens, Allah says, don't worry. Don't worry, I'm with you. I'll take you out of the problem. I'll take you out of the trap. If you want to be saved, what does this mean if you want to be saved? If you make a mistake and you want to save yourself and you're remorseful, Allah says, I've given you tariqah. Do tawbah, repent, do istighfar. Repent, turn back. But don't dare and stick to the wrong. Today, we hear the Quran. Tell me, how many sisters have observed parda now? How many sisters have taught their daughters come to ayah? They are regretting, it's our fault, Allah. How did we bring our daughters up? And we're seeing the result today of how we brought our children up. Immodesty, no shame, and khair and shar, we wanted to mix these things, good and bad and evil, immodesty, from morning till evening. From 3 a.m. we kept until 3 p.m. we send our daughters to haram environments, fahashi, immodesty. Then for 2 hours we give them Quran and send them Darul Uloom Madrasa. So these are the people who mix khair and shar. Has darkness and light ever mixed? I ask you the question. Tell me. Yes, I've seen families, I know them. They say, no, we don't want shar, we want khair. And they've never lost out. They've never, from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., they send their kids into shar, so they do haram. As soon as they come home, here's a spare niqab, put it on, go to become an alima. 2 hours part-time. Yeah? Has ever darkness and light mixed? They are two opposite intensities, shar or khair. Take the choice. Cannot mix them. And those who gather, khair and good. Has anyone said, hey Allah, these are all my crimes and sins, and here are my salahs, send me into paradise now. Can any man go and present himself in the day of judgment? Allah, here's all my banditry, crimes, I'm a criminal. Brother or sister will say this, these are the fasts I kept and the prayer, so Allah, please send me into paradise now, okay? Will anyone say this on the day of judgment? How can this be impossible? Can ever darkness and light be standing side by side, same time? So Allah says that the dunya, I made it. Everything I've taken responsibility for you. Food, I'll give to you, rizq, wealth. So what are you worried about? You have one task, one job. Just pass the test. Every second, save yourself and the methodology I've given to you. What a beautiful methodology of saving you. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I've given you the Prophet. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنَةً. That you, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best, supreme best. Alhamdulillah. The best, supreme example I've given to you. Whatever you want to be saved from shar, take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example. Easy. Easy. Everywhere you will see khair, you will get the method, the tools to save yourself from shar. Now, how can we cry, complaining? Oh, I can't save myself from dirty things. It's too difficult for me. Definitely, yes, nafs and shaitan do attack us. They do. They do attract us. Immediately, the person should regret, remorse. I'm stuck on my bad ways. We're so stuck on our bad ways. Our mother, father, we ourselves, our children, and their children, to generations, we're stuck with shaitan and nafs. To generations, we're stuck with shaitan and nafs. Our forefathers and grandfather and their sins, that nighttime, nightlife sins, father did the same. We saw our mother and father do this. Ourselves were the same. Our children are the same. And their children also ahead will do this. They'll do this. Because we mix khair and shar and we want to earn. Jannah, Allah says, impossible. No way. That's it. The Quran says, this is not the meaning of Allah. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything I've created for you, mankind. Earth for you. Heavens. Stars in the sky for you. The sun in the sky for you. And the moon I made for you, O mankind. And the moon, Allah said, for you, it goes around the earth, orbits, and the sun rises and sets. And in the night, the stars, they glow for you. And for you, I send rain from the clouds. And for you, I send the clouds. And for you, I increase the speed of the winds. All of this, O man, it's for you. Allah says, so that you don't get any difficulty in the world, so you can live nicely and smoothly and fulfill the task I've given to you happily with the depth of heart, with full focus and attention. Don't look left and right and run away because time is short. Time is short. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. You'll come back to me for sure. You will come back to me. And your hal is opposite. Just like Allah Ta'ala said before. Allah said, كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You are dead. I gave you life. You weren't born. I wanted you to come alive. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And then after life in the world, if you complete the course, either you take and gather khair or you gather shar, evil, the life I've given to you, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, then I will call you back again. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Death will come again and you'll be called back to me again. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Allah says, I will make you alive again. You will come back to my court again. Then I will ask you in the examination, what have you brought for me? What will you say? Allah, it was too hard. Nafs and shaitan. Allah will say, did you not see my Quran? Every verse was guiding you. Every verse we've written until now, every verse tells us what? I swear, brothers, I swear. Tell me now. Apart from this, have you learnt anything from the Quran up to now? Any story, jackanory, folk tale? He's a disbeliever and this and that. Do this to this person, this sect and that cult. Have we discussed any of this? Any argumentation, quarreling, dispute? No, three things Allah told us. Three things. They are the people who don't have faith. They are the true mu'mins or the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. These three things Allah has explained. And we have to determine who are we. Are we those who have no faith, no belief, who don't believe in Allah? No faith. Mu'min, who says, Allah, everything is in deen. Everything, Allah, whatever you've prescribed, the path, I've grabbed it, I've taken it, embraced it. The best example is him. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The Quran is saying that the best supreme example of life, whatever Rasulullah, whatever you want to do good, here's the sample for you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this sample is such a sample, analysis sample, that Isa alayhi salam is not about his ummah. It's not the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. It's not the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah says their situation is different. Even the smile of Rasulullah sallam, nothing can compare till Qiyamah. Nothing. No action of the Prophet sallam was futile without meaning that you cannot find in the kitabs, in the hadith learnings. Tell me. What do we say? Excuses? We don't have guidance? Quran will be sent to you. Whatever is your language, in that language the Quran will come to you. Is this not the case today? Tell me. Whatever, if you're Chinese, then Chinese language, Allah says, I'll send my message to you. What will be the message? Allahu Akbar. وَمَيْتُ لَوْ رَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. If you're sat in China, Chinese language, Japan, Japanese language, England, English, in the villages, in America, in the corner, in the states, the message will come, this message. Wherever the Quran goes, same language, same dialect, translation will come. Allah says, the Quran will come to you. This is my preparation because I am telling you, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ. I created everything in the world for you, human beings, all preparations, resources, that's my responsibility, Allah says. That shar, evil, if nafs and shaitan have been created to take you towards them, then inshallah, whoever gathers khair with him, is who are his friends? Allah, Rahman and his Rasul, subhanallah. Shaitan or Rahman, which is the choice? Nafs or Rasul? Shaitan or Rahman, nafs or Rasul? Take your pick. Tell me. So what do we want to, what excuse can we make? Oh, I've come to this country, what can I do, Allah? It's too hard for me here. Yes, no country is hard. No country. This Quran I'm reading in the village of Bolton, in the corner of Bolton, and in the darkness I'm sitting here. Yeah, this Quran I'm reading. Yeah, 800 people, 1,000 people listen. Tell me, am I wrong? Yes, if someone can say that I'm giving wrong tafsir of Quran, explain that to me. Yes, then I'll leave reading the Quran. I'll leave it. Tell me if I'm wrong. Hadith are here. I present the hadith in the same time, parallel. Yes, I don't make up stories and come this darus and luga, Arabic grammar, this point, technical, this cult, this sect, and this and that. Life is finished. Qiyamah is close. Time is short. Madila Sam's about to come. And we don't even stop quarreling and disputes and technical difficulties and differentiations. Yes? And that the groups and sects and cults, if they can give the message to the world today. Yes, that follow Allah and His Rasul, faqad faza fawzan azima. Then all groups will finish, all arguments will finish. Because this is the one sole message, but we want taste, long title, come today, this scholar's coming, dars of Quran. Oh, you know, he gave the proofs, or these, they proved to the others they're right, and this group. That we go to hear arguments, not for Islam, not for rectification. If we say for rectification Islam, no one's there, everyone runs away. No one's interested. If you go to the masjid, do dhikr, everyone scarper stands and runs away from the back door. No, practically, I'm telling you, practically. They'll stand up, run, oh, get out of here, get out of here. So why we sat here, why we here? We'll do dhikr of Allah. Oh, no, no, let's go. No, no, no. There'll be a gathering of dhikr. We want to go to a technical bayan, munazara, debate, brelwi, deobandi, al-hadith. The whole masjid will fill up. People will come to hear the debate. Technical proofs. So are we gathering shar or khair, tell me, in such gatherings? Will their wives and kids be okay? There'll be modesty in their homes, haram actions, rizq is haram, earning is haram, food is haram, clothes are haram. Children are going towards haram, running after haram. Everything, not got a clue. Not got a clue. Then we cry, oh, there's zulm, we're being oppressed, we've got problems in life. Brothers, there's one hal, one solution the Quran prescribes. Correct your lives, improve your lives, take all of the Quran, the message of the Quran. And correct your lives and live a good life. But we haven't done that up to now. Yes, we have no other path, Allah says. There's only one path, one solution. There's no other solution. So tell me. But what do we do? What do we do? The shar has overwhelmed us, overtaken us. We have worn shar, evil, sin, in a bad way. How can we save ourselves now? Tell me. How can we save ourselves now? Yes, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that when a person, even when he takes the path of my Habib, his Sharia, his Sunnah, look how clearly the Quran is giving you good news. Clear, straightforward lesson, clear, straightforward message.
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ.
Subhanallah. Oh my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with your honorable and respectful tongue, please tell the people, I am your Lord, I am giving you the instruction, but you speak on my behalf, O Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
Tell the people, tell mankind, if you want Allah's love, if you want Allah's nearness, if you want Allah's pleasure, if you're finding this, seeking this, and if you want to go into paradise, then there's only one path or solution, only one method to do that.
Fattabuni.
Subhanallah, fattabuni. There's only one method, one path, one method. There's no other way to get Allah's pleasure, Allah's radha. If we say salah, then salah, pray the way that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, otherwise that salah is rejected. If you say fasting, then if you fast by obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that fast is accepted, otherwise that fast will be shunned. Hajj is accepted, but the same Hajj in which you do the Hajj in the exact same way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, otherwise the Hajj is not accepted. Recitation of the Quran stated, recite the Quran, that same recitation in which there is imitation following the Prophet Muhammad, otherwise there is no recitation, subhanallah. Fatabiuni, every deed, fatabiuni, every deed, fatabiuni. If this not present, then your salah is not accepted, your Ramadan is not accepted, your fast is not accepted, your hajj is not accepted, your umrah is not accepted, your ilm is not accepted, your hadith are not accepted, your hifz is not accepted, nothing is accepted. There's only one path, there's only one method, there's only one solution to attain Allah's nearness, to attain Allah's pleasure. Allah's path, the path to paradise, the path to success, the path to be saved from adab punishments, the path to be saved from hellfire. There's only one path, only one method, one technique. Fattabi'uni. That's it. Fattabi'uni. Yuhbibkumullah. Fattabi'uni. Yuhbibkumullah. Allah says, Yuhbibkumullah. That's it. If you obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala will love you. Yuhbibkum Allah. This is such a path, one path. If you obey and follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does Allah say? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah will love you. He will start to love you. How will He love you? Aha, subhanallah. This is the point to understand. How will Allah love you then? That Jibreel alayhi salam will be called. Allah will call Jibreel. That this sinful person who used to drink alcohol, who used to do zina, adultery, fornication, immodest actions, consume haram, he has done tawbah, he has repented. Which age? 70 years old he's realized. And 80 years old, 55 years old, 60 years old, that sister, that woman realized. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at age. Allah sees that my servant, when does he do tawbah? When? And if he's done tawbah, she's done tawbah, Allah calls Jibreel al-Islam. Oh, head of the angels, oh angel Jibreel, come to me, listen to me. That this man, this woman in this village, in this town, in this country, he is so impure and dirty in the darkness and isolation, he's understood. And he's made friendship with his Rabb. He's asked for forgiveness. He's done tawbah. He's repented. And who's between him? Who did that? Who mend the ties? There was no one. It was your Rabb. And today, O Jibreel, and there was my servant and me and no one in between. Subhanallah. He's repented in the corner of his room in the darkness. He's done tawbah in the arsh on the throne, your Rabb. His Allah has heard him. First and foremost, that person who does tawbah, Allah listens first. Allah doesn't listen to anyone else. All the whole universe, Allah, if anyone shrieks or screams, people are crying and singing. But if a person sits, 70, 80 years old woman, if she says, Allah, please forgive me, I've made too many mistakes, I'm 70 years old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala stops everything in the world. Allah pays attention to that woman. Allah stops everything and says, oh woman, old woman, you have said that I have heard. Allah says, I've heard you, subhanallah. Oh Jibreel, testify, bear witness, I announce that this woman, she has sat, this man, he has made friendship with me, he's asked me for forgiveness. So I announce in the universe, subhanallah. What forgiveness has that person asked for? Allah says, that person says, Allah, I'll follow Sharia. I'll follow the Prophet in my life. He's asked for forgiveness. So he's asked for forgiveness, she's asked for forgiveness. So listen clearly. Now me, Rabbul Alameen, I say to you, go and announce to all the angels, Jibreel, that Allah has made he or she his beloved. He has made he or her his beloved, because the Quran witnesses. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, if you want to love me, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ
وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
People say, Allah is غفور رحيم. Allah is merciful. We commit signs, haram actions, consuming haram. Allah is غفور رحيم. He'll forgive us. We can do wrong. Allah is غفور رحيم. Astaghfirullah. Is this the slander with Allah? Allah says, such people with their sins, I forgive people. I give them my rahmah, my mercy. Who repent and take my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hand? Those people who drink alcohol, walk out naked, behaya, immodest, with dirty attire. They leave their homes and they shout out and say, Allah is غفور رحيم. Based on your sinful life, you think Allah be غفور رحيم? Don't you read the Quran? Allah says, how will I be ghafoor rahim? You call this ghafoor rahim that you can sin openly and expect Allah's rahmah and mercy? This is ghafoor rahim. Allah says, I make you my friend. Allah announces, Jibreel, go announce. Jibreel alayhi salam calls out to all the angels in the universe. Allah introduces that man who sat in the darkness. What does he know, that poor man? What's happening at that time? He doesn't know that Allah has given him a high status at that time. Why? Because he's made a relationship with Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's embraced it, accepted it. And the person who does tawbah in this way, he will get ghafoor rahim. Not the liar and fraudster and deviant person, Quran says. Jibreel Islam then will announce to the heavens, to all the angels, all the layers of the earth, every square millimeter in the oceans, the fish, they will be told that this man is now beloved to Allah. Imam Rabbani, Mujaddad al-Thani, Mujaddad al-Thani, Sheikh Ahmad Farooqi Sarhandi, Rahmatul Alayh, Quddus Sirah, tell me what a great personality he was. Imam of a silsila, head of the silsila. He is Mujaddad, reviver of the deen, al-Thani after 1,000 years. And when a person becomes Mahbub, beloved of Allah, how does he become Subhanallah? Look at his example. In his maktubat, in his books, in his writings, he writes a unique statement. Look at the maqam, how Allah gives status. He said, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Imam, Rabbani, Mujaddad al-Thani, with his own words in the maktubat, he's written. Alhamdulillah, uloom, knowledge totally I attained, spiritual knowledge, physical knowledge, all the knowledge, all technical knowledge, and I delivered it. It wasn't that I just attained the uloom, spirituality and intense knowledge. He said, I attained it and I delivered it. I came uloom batani, internal knowledge. And with Allah's fadl, I passed through all the salasil, all the orders, and I attained the high status in all the orders of the tasawwuf. To this extent, that I attained that level that the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave me the cloak of acceptance. Is this some minor point? Subhanallah. After that, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me to that level, to that height, to that maqam. I wandered to that. I went to that. If I tell you what high Allah took me to, then you will put fatwa on me. You won't accept it. So I won't tell you. I won't share with you. But listen, Imam Rabbani Mujaddad al-Thani said that despite all of these levels and statuses, I do one dua, one prayer still. And whichever individual says Ameen on this dua, great personalities dua, brothers, listen to it. Whoever says Ameen on my dua, inshallah he will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Listen to the dua. Oh Allah, despite all my rank and my status, Allah, I completed ulume dahira, external knowledge, internal knowledge, spiritual knowledge, tasawwuf, Quran, hadith, technical knowledge. Rasulullah gave me the cloak to wear. And if I make that maqam apparent today, people will put a fatwa, a label, they'll call me zindiq. They won't understand the maqam that I attain. So I hide my maqam, my status. After attaining this, reaching this, the summary, the essence of my life is everything I've attained. I do one dua after this. All still, I do one dua. And whichever human being after me, after says Ameen on this dua, you'll be forgiven. Maghfirah, what is that dua? Oh Allah, Allah, allow me, give me the ittaba, imitation following the Prophet ﷺ. Ameen. Oh Allah, give me the obedience and following of the sunnah and sharia. Ameen. Keep me alive on the sunnah. Ameen. Oh Allah, give me death on the sunnah. Ameen. Subhanallah. Then he stated, all the darajat, the levels, the maqamat that I've told you, I've taught you, that I've passed through, all of these I attained through one reason. The result I saw, the way I attained them, I achieved them, is only one method. The real, genuine article, purpose of life is ittiba, obedience and imitation of the sunnah. Everything else is a waste. A waste. What a great personality. And I've summarized the essence of his life to you. He said, oh, the maqam you can ascend. Go to any corner of the world. Become what you are going to become. But at the end of the day, you get everything from Allah through the sunnah, obedience and imitation and nothing else. So my brothers, today, this valuable moments we're sitting in, alhamdulillah, do dua to Allah. Let's look ourselves, let's analyze ourselves, delve into ourselves. Well, I says very quickly, you will return to me, come back to me, light one candle, stand in front of the light of the sunnah and sharia, analyze yourself. Where's the darkness in me? Where's the light in me? Where's the guidance? Don't blame anyone else. Don't blame conditions, environment. Don't blame other people. Look at yourself in the mirror. What's lacking in me? What's not in me? That's why we are destroyed today. In the world, our world's destroyed. It's nobody's fault, my brothers. Don't look at others. Don't say it's them. It's this. It's one solution. Imitation, obedience to Rasulullah ﷺ. May Allah give us the tawfiq to follow this. Ameen. And this is the one way. One method. Totally 100% obey this, observe this, embrace this, and ask yourself, am I going towards my objective? Everything else is darkness and delusion. Everything else is a darkness and delusion. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow this path and journey. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المذنبين الطرق ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا يا الله ہمارے صغیر و کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم بہت سب گناہگار ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارا بال بال گناہوں میں جھگڑا ہوا ہے نافرمانی میں جھگڑا ہوا ہے یا کریم تو ہمیں توبہ نصیب فرما دے سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے سارے مسائل کا حل دنیا آخرت کا حل قبر کا حل حشر کے میدان کا حل سارا ایک چیز میں ہے میرے مولا کہ ہم سچی توبہ کریں اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اطاعت قبول فرما لیں اے میرے مولا جب تک یہ راستہ میں اختیار نہیں کریں گے کوئی چیز بھی ہماری مدد نہیں کر سکتے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہمیشہ ہم سے ناراض رہے گا میرے مولا اور جس سے تو ناراض ہے میرے مولا کائنات کی کوئی چیز بھی اس سے راضی نہیں ہو سکتی میرے مولا ہر چیز میں بھی برکت آ جائے گی یا اللہ ہر چیز ہم سے روٹ جائے گی میرے مولا یا اللہ تو راضی ہے تو ساری کائنات راضی ہے اور تو اس شرط پہ راضی ہے کہ جب ہم تیرے حبیب کی تباہ کریں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم تجھے اس طریقے سے راضی کریں یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم اور فضل سے میرے مولا ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما کہ ہم اپنی زندگی کی تباہ سنت پہ گزارے میرے مولا دین و دنیا کی حافظت حاصل کریں یا کریم یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں پہ رحم فرما ہماری اولادوں پہ رحم فرما یقین ہم نے غلط کیا ہے ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا یا اللہ اپنی جانوں پہ ہم نے ظلم کیے میرے مولا اپنی اولادوں کی غلط تربیت کی جس کے نتائج ہم آج اپنی آنکھوں سے دیکھ رہے ہیں میرے مولا یہ ہمارا قصور تھا کبھی اندھیرا اور اجالا مل سکتا ہے کبھی قرآن اور غلط زبان مل سکتی ہیں آپس میں میرے مولا ہم نے کیسی گندی چال تیرے ساتھ کھیلی میرے مولا کہ صبح ہم کچھ اور ہوتے تھے اور شام کو ہم کچھ اور ہوتے تھے یا اللہ کتنا بڑا نفس و شیطان کا دھوکہ ہے میرے مولا راستہ تو ایک ہی ہدایت کا راستہ ہے میرے مولا صرف ایک ہی راستہ ہے یا اللہ ہم نے اس راستے میں کئی راستے ملانے کی کوشش کی میرے مولا آج نتیجے ہمارے سامنے ہیں ہم چاہتے ہیں دنیا میں ہم لوگ مشہور ہو جائیں ہم بڑے عالم ہیں ہم بڑے یہ ہیں ہمارے بچے یہ ہیں نیک ہیں اور شام کو صبح ہم لوگوں میں کہہ سکیں جی میرا بچہ تو فلاں ہے جی فلاں جو اسٹیپ پڑھتا ہے فلاں کرتا ہے یہ چالیں تیرے ساتھ نہیں چل سکتی اللہ خیر ماکرین ہے میرے مولا تیری چالیں تو پھر بہت سخت چالیں یا کریم ہمیں ہدایت دے ہدایت پہ کام فرما میرے مولا پکی زندگی چلاکیوں سے بچا ہمیں یا کریم صرف ایک ہی راستہ ہمیں سمجھا دے ایک ہی راستہ ہمیں دکھا دے ایک ہی راستہ ہمیں اتباع نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن بیماروں نے اپنی بیماری کی شفا کے لیے کیا خاص طور پہ مینچسٹر ایک خاتون ہے جن کا کل آپریشن ہے بڑا آپریشن ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو عافیت عطا فرمائے اچھی نیک اور ذاکر عورت ہے میرے مولا اس پہ تو شفا فرما کرم فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تم رحم سے فضل سے اس کی بیماری کو ختم فرما دے یا اللہ اس کے صدقے سے ہمارے گھر میں شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما یا اللہ تمام کل مسلمانوں کو شفا قلبی روحانی جسمانی شفا عطا فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون سلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ